Like Jackie Robinson did for baseball, so did Charlie Sifford for golf. Sifford broke golf's color barrier, becoming the first African-American on the PGA Tour in 1960. Sifford died earlier this month at the age of 92. Today, Mecklenburg County honored him, holding a reception with friends, family, and a lot of golfers at Revolution Park in Southend. WFAE's Ben Bradford attended.
Before the program started, Carlin Harris was outside on the golf course that holds Sifford's name. Harris says he took up golf late in his 40s, but he now works at the course part-time. He says he also learned late the part Sifford's played so he could.
I always thought because I'm kind of a few generations after Charlie that, golf kind of started with Tiger Woods and some of those guys. But to hear that there wouldn't be a Tiger Woods without Charlie Sifford is a great thing. So I feel privileged and blessed to be able to play this great sport and to be able to play it at a course which was named after Mr. Sifford.
Inside the reception, that was the prevailing sentiment of the more than 100 in attendance, including several professional and former professional golfers.
When I went out on tour, he took me on this range and taught me everything I know. And
Walter Morgan won 3 PGA senior tournaments.
If it wasn't for him, I'm sure I wouldn't have survived the way I did. So I'm grateful to him and owe him everything that I've done.
It was just an honor to have someone that can open the gates of a game that I love.
Andre Springs is golf coach and the athletic director for Livingston College.
And had not been for Charlie, I wouldn't be playing golf today.
Born in 1922, Sifford grew up in Charlotte. He took up golf here as a 10-year-old caddy at Carolina Country Club. He began competing regularly as a professional in the late 1940s and won the Negro National Open 5 times in the 1950s. But he was barred from golf's major league, the PGA Tour, which had a Caucasian-only rule. He pushed for admittance and won an exemption usually reserved for international players in 1960. A year later, the PGA removed the racist rule, and Sifford became a regular on the tour. But he still struggled for acceptance, as Sifford explained in a 1992 interview with host Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air.
At the first beginning, I wasn't allowed in the club, and I wasn't allowed in the I had to go in the locker room to eat. I couldn't eat with them.
When did that start changing?
Oh, it started after 64, 65.
At the reception, another 1960s African-American golfer, James Black, said Sifford's courage and prodding kept him playing despite mistreatment on and off the course.
He was our leader. We are his disciples. You had a lot of great African-American golfers came behind him. He became a legend because of his work.
Last fall, Sifford received another commendation, America's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, from President Barack Obama. He said Sifford bent the arc of the nation toward justice.
On the tour, Charlie was sometimes banned from clubhouse restaurants. Folks threatened him, shouted slurs from the gallery, kicked his ball into the rough. Charlie's laughing about that. My ball's always in the rough.
Playing in the segregated South during the Civil Rights Movement, Sifford described as perhaps the most difficult. He especially singled out his return to his native state in 1961 to play in Greensboro.
It was the first time I played in the South in a PGA tournament, and it was really tough.
The Charlotte Observer reports he found armed police officers standing by the crowd at the first hole. He went back to play the course again the following 7 years. Despite his courage and his place in history, at the reception, Richard Hyland said he thinks Sifford is overlooked in Charlotte.
He got worldwide recognition, other places, but I don't know if he got the recognition that he really deserved here in the Charlotte area, though.
In 2011, Mecklenburg County renamed the Revolution Park Golf Course the Dr. Charles L. Sifford Golf Course. The county also says it will posthumously add a plaque inside the center to commemorate his Presidential Medal of Freedom. But for Sifford, perhaps the most meaningful honor was his induction as the first African-American golfer in the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Man, I'm in the Hall of Fame, the World Hall of Fame. You don't forget that now. I'm in the World Golf Hall of Fame with all the players. So that little old golf I played was all right, wasn't it?
For all of the Black players who follow, it was more than all right. It was essential. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.